greetings are welcome during the 12 days of Christmas. This is the eve of the name of Jesus. Tomorrow is the eighth day, the day of Jesus' circumcision. So we focus on the name of Jesus and his life that he gives us as we enter this new year. Let us sing the opening hymn 899, Across the Sky, the Shades of Night. Stand and face the cross as I enter the sanctuary. Let us sing hymn 899. His body to eat and his blood to drink. Therefore, it is proper that we diligently examine ourselves, as St. Paul urges us to do. For this holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin, and who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us. For our benefit, he became man, so that he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and to deliver us, took upon himself our sin and the punishment we deserve. So that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you." It is as if he said, "I became man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you my body to eat." In the same way also he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if he said, "I have had mercy on you. By taking into myself all your iniquities, I give myself into death, shedding my blood to obtain grace and forgiveness of sins, and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you my blood to drink. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ and Christ in him, and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death that he was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Giving him our most heartfelt thanks, we take up our cross and follow him. According to his commandment, love one another as he has loved us. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from the one cup. For just as the one cup is filled with the wine of many grapes, and one bread made from countless grains, so also we, being many, are one body in Christ. Because of him, we love one another, not only in word, but in deed and in truth. May the Almighty and merciful God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us confess our sins to him, imploring him for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. We stand. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith.
Amen.
Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for you as you believe. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, he will surely do it. Go in peace. Amen. We turn to the front of the hymnal and chant together Psalm 8, responsively by whole verse.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place.
What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him?
Yet you made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor.
The Old Testament reading for the Feast of the Circumcision and Name of Jesus is from Numbers chapter 6. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistles from Galatians chapter 3. Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the Alleluia and verse.
His name shall be Jesus, the name the angel gave to him.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherd told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Celebration of his birth. Today, we have read in Luke that after Jesus was born, angels appeared to shepherds to make known the birth of their Lord God. As they sojourned to where the sign given them was, there they found the baby lying in a manger. Mary, seeing all these things, treasured them in her heart. The first of many she would see, treasure, and ponder. And according to Levitical law, after 8 days, Jesus was to be circumcised, and he was to be given the name above every name, as was instructed by the angel before his conception. The account is rather iconic. We can all remember from our own childhood the nativity scenes displayed in our homes, in our churches, and even around our own towns. And almost as an afterthought, barely noticed, are the words right after the scene with the shepherds. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The meaning and purpose of this is not an irrelevant piece of information, as if there's anything irrelevant mentioned in the Holy Word of God. This was in accordance with Old Testament law to have every male circumcised when the infant is only 8 days old, as detailed in Genesis chapter 17 with Abraham and reconfirmed with the Israelites in Leviticus chapter 12. Not only was this in accordance with the Old Testament law, but this, Jesus being circumcised, was the thing this law was pointing to, and the thing that fulfilled the meaning of this law. This law was the entrance into the old covenant with God. This old covenant, and with it the laws and customs God gave his chosen people to follow, was a guardian until Christ came in order that we might be justified by faith. It is a guardian and not the master, because it was guiding God's people until the master would come. When the master comes, guardianship is no longer needed because he who is greater has finally arrived. Quote, "But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith." End quote. Jesus being circumcised and named on the 8th day ushered in the beginning of the new creation. He started this by entering into the old covenant himself, shedding his blood, a little now, his first drops of blood on our behalf, foreshadowing the blood that he will shed on our behalf on the cross, fulfilling the old covenant and making way for the superior new covenant. However, circumcision still occurs in this new covenant in Jesus' blood, make no mistake. But now it is no longer a circumcision made with a knife, held by imperfect hands, cutting away at flesh, but a circumcision made without hands, a circumcision of the heart by the Holy Spirit. The prescriptive ceremony for the entrance into the covenant now no longer entails cutting away the flesh, but rather the holy waters of baptism, in which the Holy Spirit is bestowed, faith given, and life and salvation communicated to the participant in faith. It is through this circumcision made without hands that we are ushered into this new covenant in Christ's blood, and as a result, ushered into a new beginning, a new creation. Christ is the ultimate new creation, in which all creation finds its newness in. And we who were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And in the doing, not only have our ultimate Sabbath rest in Christ, but also find our newness of life, love, and salvation in him and through him. This new circumcision of the heart that is born of our Lord Jesus being circumcised himself on the 8th day, fulfilling the law of circumcision in the Old Testament, does not stop here. On the 8th day, this child, who is God, was also given the name prescribed him by the Father, Jesus, God saves. Our newborn God keeps the law for us by entering under it himself and living that perfect life we could never have hoped to live. By entering this covenant of old, he brings Abraham's promises to their fulfillment when he himself is circumcised. It is there that the name above all names is bestowed on him, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb, and in whose name we are baptized, whose name in which we pray, and in whom we find peace and comfort. This name, into which we are grafted through baptism, is received by faith, whether male or female, Jew or Greek, slave or free. This name of salvation is given to us through this baptism, and we are made sons of God and heirs according to the promise. We are made true offspring of Abraham when we abide in this faith given by water and word. It is the circumcision of our hearts in which we are counted as heirs, as truly sons, that the benediction he has given us can be rightfully and truthfully pronounced upon us. A benediction of blessing and peace. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And so they shall put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen.
Offertory, page 192, we stand to sing. We stand to pray. Eternal God, we commit to your mercy and forgiveness the year now ending, and commend to you all blessings and love for the time yet to come. In the new year, abide among us with your Holy Spirit, that we may always trust in the saving name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord God, you made your beloved Son, our Savior, subject to the law, and caused him to shed his blood on our behalf. Grant the true circumcision of the Spirit, that our hearts may be made pure from all sins, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We sing hymn 390. Let us all with gladsome voice. You may be seated.
Which is given for you.
This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. 9, we stand.
Upon you and give you peace.